Imagine being a breast cancer patient about to start months of intensive chemotherapy. Your oncologist tells you it's the standard of care, but there's a nagging question nobody can answer up front. Will this actually work for you? Because here's the hard truth. Not every patient responds to neoadjuvant therapy the same way. Some have a complete response. Others barely budge. And right now, we don't have a reliable way to predict who's who before treatment starts. That's the clinical problem at the heart of a really fascinating paper that just came out in Radiology Artificial Intelligence. It's about taking two rich sources of information, MRI imaging and actual tumor tissue samples, and combining them in a completely new way using graph neural networks. And the results are honestly impressive. So let me set the stage. Neoadjuvant therapy for breast cancer is when you give chemotherapy before surgery. The gold standard outcome is a pathologic complete response, or PCR, essentially, no tumor cells left to find. But predicting who will achieve PCR ahead of time? That's where oncology hits a wall. Standard imaging can tell you tumor size, but it misses the cellular complexity underneath. Biopsies give you genetic and molecular info, but they're just snapshots from one or two spots in a heterogeneous tumor. What this team did was elegant. They built what they call a radiopathomic graph neural network, or GNN. Think of it this way. They took multiparametric MRI data and pathology information and represented them as graphs, where nodes are individual regions or features and edges represent relationships between them. Then they trained a deep learning model to learn patterns in those networks. The performance metrics are where it gets interesting. The combined radiopathomic model achieved an AUC of 0. 95 on the training set and 0. 91 on external validation. To put that in perspective, a unimodal radiomic-only model got 0, 89 training and 0, 84 external. Pathomic alone was 0, 87 and 0, 83. So you're talking about a meaningful improvement by bringing both modalities together. That's not just statistical. That's clinically relevant. But here's what I found most intriguing. They showed that the two modalities weren't redundant. Pathomic graphs, the histopathology side, dominated the probability increases toward PCR prediction. Radiomic graphs drove the probability decreases toward non-response. So they're actually capturing complementary information. The pathology is telling you what's favorable. The radiology is telling you what's unfavorable. And then they did something crucial. They looked at what the model was actually paying attention to. The top-ranked nodes in the network, they had elevated tumor-infiltrating lymphocyte densities surrounded by clusters of tumor cells. That's a bona fide histopathologic hallmark of treatment response. So the A, I didn't just make good predictions. It identified biologically meaningful patterns that align with what we know about immunology and tumor biology. Now, let me unpack why this matters beyond the numbers. First, explainability. In machine learning, we've all heard the refrain about black boxes. You get a prediction, but you don't know why. This model is different. They achieved explainability at multiple levels. The topology of the graphs, individual nodes, specific features, and cross-modal interactions. A clinician could theoretically look at a prediction and understand which regions of the tumor are driving the forecast. That's genuinely rare in deep learning, and it matters a lot in medicine. Second, robustness. They tested across molecular subtypes, luminal A, luminal B, HER2 enriched, triple negative, and the model held up with AUCs ranging from 0. 89 to 0, 93. They also stratified by tumor size and saw consistent performance. That's not a given. A lot of AI models work great in their training population and then stumble when you move them around. What really strikes me is the potential clinical impact. If you could predict non-response before you give someone chemotherapy, that changes everything. You could intensify therapy, switch regimens, or incorporate additional agents up front. Or maybe you identify a subset where de-escalation is safe. You avoid 6 months of toxic side effects in people who weren't going to respond anyway. You might make better surgical decisions because you know what's coming. That's not a marginal improvement. That's practice changing. The other thing worth noting is that this is integrating two data modalities that exist in standard breast cancer care. Radiologists already do multiparametric MRI. Pathologists already examine biopsies. This isn't requiring new equipment or new procedures. It's a smarter way of synthesizing information doctors are already collecting. The mechanism is also elegant from a computational perspective. Graphs are a natural way to represent spatial contextual relationships. Tumors aren't random collections of cells. They have architecture, neighborhoods, gradients. By modeling that structure, the network captures intratumoral heterogeneity in a way that image features or generic molecular assays alone can't quite do. You're not just looking at mean values across a region. You're looking at how regions relate to each other. So here's my takeaway. This paper represents a meaningful step toward precision oncology in breast cancer. It's not the final answer. No single paper is, but it addresses a real clinical need with a method that's both powerful and interpretable. The results are strong, the validation is solid, the biological plausibility is there, and the clinical application is straightforward. If these findings hold up in prospective testing and the model generalizes to other institutions, this could genuinely influence how oncologists approach neoadjuvant therapy decisions. That's why I'm flagging it as a must-read. It sits at the intersection of rigorous machine learning, solid biology, and clear clinical utility. The era of AI in oncology isn't about replacing judgment. It's about amplifying it with better information. This paper is a good example of that being done right.